Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby, and joining me tonight, we got Devin.
Hey, everybody. I'm Devin. What's up? How y'all doing?
Yeah, how are you all doing? We won't know until you tell us. Devin, how are you doing?
I'm all right. All right. Never better.
Never better. All right, so Devin, today we're going to be talking about the movie Rampage. I'm going to talk a little bit about the video game, too. But we are going to talk about the movie. We, for the first time in a very long time, have two very different opinions on this movie. Devin, let's start off. You know what? Let's start off with the premise of the movie. Let me pull this up real quick. Just a real quick plot line.
You want me to read it? I'll do it.
All right, go ahead.
When three different animals become infected with a dangerous pathogen, a primatologist and a genetics team team up to stop them from destroying Chicago.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Now, for those of you who knew Rampage as a video game, you would know that it was up to three players, and you took control of a giant gorilla named George, a giant lizard-esque, like Godzilla-type thing named Lizzie, and a giant werewolf named Ralph. The whole premise of the game, you literally go from coast to coast, and you go all over the North America, and you go city to city, and you literally just demolish the city while fighting off the military. That's the whole premise. As you're playing as these monsters, you gotta rip people out of their buildings and eat them to regain health, and otherwise you're just trying to destroy buildings. It was one of my most favorite video games ever. Now, fun fact about the video game. The game started in, at least in some port versions of the game, it starts in San Jose, California, and ends in Los Angeles. Now, you leave California, go all across North America, going to, I believe, two Canadian provinces and 43 of the United States, actual states, before coming back to California. Now, of the states, only Connecticut, Delaware, Mississippi, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, South Carolina, and Vermont were spared in the video game. I'm on that list, Devin. I guess they wrecked Detroit.
I mean, to be fair, Detroit's already wrecked, so whatever.
Fair. So, I mean, that's essentially the basis of the video game. Now, in the movie, they do make reference to the game because the gorilla in the movie, his name is George. He's a silverback gorilla. And later on, you do hear a one line made from Jeffrey Dean Morgan. That the werewolf people online have been referring to the werewolf as Ralph. I don't think they ever actually specified the alligator or lizard's name. Like, no one ever actually names that. So, yeah, okay, so it starts off in space, right? You're on, like, this space station, and everything's wrecked. And there's apparently a monster loose on this space station, and there's one sole survivor.
I think it's a giant rat.
Yeah. It's literally a lab rat.
First red flag. If your experiment is so dangerous that it has to be conducted in space, because if something went wrong and it got out.
Well,
probably a sign you shouldn't be doing that.
Right, but I mean, look at the crazy ass people from this corporation, like the two CEOs.
Right. Also, to the likelihood of a satellite crashing back to Earth and landing in the same continent of which it was launched from, and yeah.
Right. So she tries to get on this escape pod, and then the people back down in the CEO, like the CEO of the corporation that she works for, says, "Listen. No, I want you to go get these, like these, not specimens, but they're like samples and whatnot of, you know, this pathogen that we're working on for this. Otherwise, you and it can get destroyed in space." Like, that's the person you're working for. That sucks. I wouldn't work. I'd find a new employer, right? But she does. She manages to go back. She gets all the testing stuff, and you know, narrowly escapes this giant lab rat that's trying to eat her. And then the space station explodes, which causes the glass on her escape pod to crack, and then she ends up burning up in reentry. And three of these vials, or canisters, go flying off. One hits down in Florida, and that's where the alligator gets it. One, I believe, is in, I want to say, like, Wyoming, I think it was. And that's where it gets the wolf. And then the other one is in the San Diego animal conservation place where The Rock works as a primatologist. And obviously, George ends up stumbling into that.
Most believable primatologist
right?
ever, by the way.
You know, okay. Going into this movie, let me ask you this. Now that we've covered essentially the basis of the movie and then the very beginning, like how it kind of starts,
mm-hmm.
You told me at the beginning that you did not like this movie. I enjoyed this movie for what it was.
I will say this, even for what this movie was, this movie to me has all the feels of the way I described it to my roommate was, I felt like they had this movie on paper and it was going to be a direct-to-DVD movie, but then they somehow, like some asshole in a boardroom was sitting down and was like, hey, we lost our lead actor. Let's fucking try to get The Rock. And everybody laughs, like, we're never going to get The Rock. And then, like, 2 days later, they're like, holy shit, we got The Rock. And then they put a budget behind this movie, upgraded the CGI, but the script was still like a direct-to-DVD movie script. That's kind of what it feels like. Like, for a Rock movie, it is immensely boring. Like, very few Rock movies are good movies. Like, objectively, good movies, right? But
I don't know. I like almost every movie The Rock's been in.
Oh, no, I enjoy every movie he's in for what I'm saying what it is. But, like, you're never going to see any of his movies up for, like, you know, they're not going to be, like, cult classic. I mean, obviously, you're not going to win Oscars. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but they're not going to be, like, cult classics. Like, none of his movies are going to have, like, rarely have that diehard appeal. Like, you know what I mean? They're kind of diehard-esque, but none of them really have, like, that diehard appeal where you're like, eh, this is, like, the cult classic action movie of all time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, his movies are all fun. They're very fun movies. Even at his worst, The Rock is fun. And it's just, like, this movie, I don't know. This movie just had no life to me. Like, it was just, like, I'm watching it, like, okay, all right. I felt like they spent too long in this movie trying to justify why everything in this movie was going to happen or why everything in this movie was actually happening. And I'm like, okay, it fucking happened. Move on. Like, it happened. Like, stop trying to justify why this is happening. And that was kind of my problem with it. They kept trying to sell us on the movie in the movie. And I'm like, don't do that.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how I felt about it. I just felt the movie was kind of hollow. Like, It was a shell movie. It was kind of hollow, but it was a good action movie, I guess.
I can understand that. Hollow. Well, see, like, I went into it with super low expectations, like, even for a Rock movie. Like I said, I like pretty much all the movies that I've ever seen with The Rock in it. Entertaining.
There are. Like, I Hunger Man of San Andreas. Not a good movie, but entertaining as The Rock in the role.
But going into this movie, I figured, okay, a video game adaptation into a movie has never worked well. Ever. I hearken back to the Mario Brothers movie. Okay.
What do you mean? Green Lantern was a great movie. Okay. Comic book / it was a great movie. Yeah, what are you talking about?
But strictly video game into movie has never worked well.
Tomb Raider. Boom.
I mean, okay, maybe the brand new one. Like
even the old one, Angelina Jolie wasn't bad. I just rewatched the first that. It wasn't great. The first one.
Nah, I just rewatched that one recently. It wasn't great.
Warcraft wasn't great.
I enjoyed Warcraft.
I enjoyed Warcraft for what it was, but it did not do good
in the United States. That's
it. Was not a great movie. Prince of Persia, no.
Nah.
Need for Speed. No, but like, Silent Hill. Silent Hill was a pretty good movie. Right. There you go. I'll say that. Silent Hill was a pretty good movie.
So
Hitman, hell no. Max Payne, hell no.
But like you're also stating movies that were, you know, later on in video game genre. You know, also that they, you know, that movie, those games had a plot. This is literally a game that didn't really have a plot, and they made it into a movie. And I think with what they had to work with, they came out on top. I think they made it better than what it, I guess, could have been had it been.
My argument is this. I will argue this and this only in that. I say they had a better chance to succeed and blow me away because they had a game that had no baseline plot.
Okay.
And I felt
that's the only reason I was going into it with such low expectations.
Right. And I guess with Killing Me, like, I would honestly, I'm not going to lie, I would feel a little bit different about this movie if it wasn't for some of the big name stars in this movie. Because I felt like the people they had in this movie.
There were only two.
I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you had The Rock. Joe Manganiello. He was in it for like a minute, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, he was Burke, right?
He was Burke. Who got eight, like 5 minutes in the movie. Yeah. Like
I will say, he was kind of badass as far like
he was badass. I like that. That whole wolf what scene fucked me was up. Like, cool. I broke down that scene to my roommate. I'm like, this fucking scene is the dumbest scene in recent. And let me explain why. So you get this high waist, like leg high waist shot of him walking towards this Black Ops. You're like, oh, this guy's the shit. Like he has like I'm the shit walk on, right? He's signing fucking documents. Somebody brings him a gun. He looks at the gun, checks the gun, like checks the ammo, does all this shit, hands the gun back to them. They walk to the plane, walk to the helicopter, get on the helicopter to be rehanded the gun.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I get that. No, okay. I get that. I cannot defend that. Devin, I hear what you're saying. You're 100% right. I cannot defend that part of that. But come on, that was a pretty badass looking wolf.
It was a bad. The wolf was badass. Helicopter. I'm saying the wolf was badass. Him, but then the whole like. So then, fast forward to the scene. They fucking find the wolf in the woods, right? They track the wolf. They get back in the helicopter. Find the wolf in the woods. He's looking down the scope at this giant fucking wolf, right? This huge fucking wolf. And he's like, yeah, I found the wolf. And they're like, you sure that's a wolf? Everybody sees it. Everybody sees from where they are. They see the wolf. He's looking down the scope. He has a really good view of the wolf. They're all like, you sure that's a wolf? Yeah, that's a wolf. All right. They land down. And when he lands down, he looks at the wolf like, holy shit, that's a big fucking wolf. You confirm that and you no-sold that shit 5 minutes ago in the helicopter.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, in his defense, it was running through the trees, so he might not have had the greatest of looks.
If it's running through the trees and it's the size of five trees,
yeah, I'm okay. I mean, listen, Devin, I get what you're saying. I hear you. Okay. After talking to you, I think I'm on board. This movie really was not that great.
Then you run through the whole fucking scene. Then he's running through the fucking woods. He's shooting it. It's not working. He's like, all right, guys, light him up. Then they start shooting, and they're just shooting just fucking everywhere. Half the bullets almost hit him. It's like he has explosions going on right in front. Like, you have this giant fucking wolf behind you. You guys are trained paramilitary, and you're just spraying and praying. Half the bullets miss. The bullets that do hit the wolf bounce off. Then they get this fucking dumbass look in their face as the wolf jumps. The blades just basically hit the wolf and shatter. And then the wolf rips the helicopter apart. He stands up acting like a badass and then just gets ate. Like, all right, that's beautiful. And then we fucking cut to the chick running into the fucking zoo. Like, she's fucking Oprah. Like, I got the answers. I got the answers. She's running in like fucking Oprah. And then it now, just.
I will say.
So much dumb.
I will say, I did appreciate the comic relief between George and The Rock, like with the sign language.
Yes, that was nice. That was funny. That was like the best
what,
part.
First off, what was this movie rated?
PG-13, maybe?
And they had, okay. That
possibly.
Kind of,
I'll check in a second.
That kind of surprised me. If it has a PG-13 rating and they made some of the jokes that they did, especially near the end, like with some of the hand gestures and stuff that George did. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate them.
Yeah, PG-13. Well,
but I was kind of surprised.
PG-13, you can say fuck once.
Right.
In PG-13. Yeah, and I think you can give the finger up to 5 times.
So, did they count George doing the fuck motion in sign language as their one time saying fuck?
Probably.
Because, I mean, he did that at the end.
I mean, yeah, that probably is it. I do appreciate a good PG-13 movie when they use their idea of fuck. I harken back to a movie we're going to be reviewing later, pretty soon here, Ready Player One, where their one fuck was when he throws Chucky.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, it's fucking Chucky!
Yeah.
The one fuck.
Yeah.
Perfect use of the word fuck. Beautiful.
So, anyway. As far as Rampage goes, okay, everything that you've brought up to me so far, 100% correct.
I'm not done talking about the dumb, and this is in the first 30 minutes.
Listen, okay? You have to appreciate monsters destroying a city.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that's what the game was, and that's what you look forward to in the movie as a player of the game.
I'm just saying Godzilla does it better.
No, Godzilla's a fucking punk, okay? That's all I gotta say.
Godzilla kicks ass, bro.
Nah, man,
anyway.
Godzilla versus George, I give it to George.
I don't.
Fuck Godzilla. I hate Godzilla.
Okay, that's fine.
Talk about badass movies. You have Godzilla where you can literally see the zipper on the guy wearing the suit.
Oh, yeah, that's like Godzilla 1. The new one is way better, obviously. That's like Godzilla 1. It was 1970 something.
So real quick, before you get into more of the bad of this movie. This movie, the production budget of this movie was $120 million.
God.
Okay. Now, it grossed in the United States and Canada $99.1 million. So it almost made its money back just in the States. In other territories, it made $326.6 million for a worldwide total of $425.7 million. So it did make money.
Oh, I mean, it did. It's a rock movie. Rock movies will always make money. I think this movie has like a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. It will make money. Like it that
on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 52%.
Okay, there you go.
With an audience score of 78%.
Okay, well,
so the audience liked it more than the critics.
Really dumb. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's. So apparently they did $12 trillion in damage. That movie, all the damage that would have been done in the city would have been $12 trillion.
I mean, that's cool.
The total damage bill was $12,213,644,538. The most destructive movie of all time with The Rock was San Andreas. The least was Jumanji. Most destructive moment was G.I. Joe Retaliation when London was destroyed.
Now, let's see. The critics' consensus on Rampage is Rampage isn't as fun as its source material, but the movie's sheer button-mashing abandon might satisfy audiences in the mood for brainless blockbusters.
I like the use of might. I like the use of might.
Hey, I don't know. I'd watch the movie again. Like,
I mean,
I'm basing it off of if I'd see it again.
It's one of those things where I would watch it again with like a six pack and just laughing at all the dumb. Like, that's what it would do. Like, that's what
I would have it on in the background while playing video games.
Yeah, I would do that, or I would have it and just like sit in front of the movie and watch the dumb. Like, I can't. This is one movie I can't wait for the CinemaSins to come out for.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never seen CinemaSins, people, recommend CinemaSins on YouTube. Great, great fucking YouTube show. Basically, they break down everything wrong in a comical and yet sometimes serious way.
So let's get back to the reasons the Devin says dumb.
Okay, so they're holding when George first grows, right? He first grows. They're holding him in a fucking like concrete mounted steel cage.
Right. Okay?
He breaks out of that. Breaks out of that, goes wild. They train him. Fast forward to Jeffrey Dean Morgan making his appearance. All right, we're going to transport him.
Who plays a cowboy?
We're going to transport him on this plane, on this, you know, on this fucking, transport him on this goddamn cargo ship. I'm like, and then everybody's like, ah, that's a terrible idea, boss. Like, don't do that. That's an awful idea. No, no, we got this. It's fine. At what point did you think you had this? So, yeah, you tranked him.
Well,
he was down. He had a slow drip in him.
Yeah.
He explained all this, and it's like he had a slow drip in him. That was when he was smaller. He's getting bigger.
Right, but he even said that they accounted for his growth.
They accounted for that and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
They put him in a steel cage and just strapped the steel cage down. I'm like, okay, it's not a concrete-mounted steel cage. At what point, even on the off chance that you were 100% correctly, that's all types of incorrect protocol. Don't do that. That's terrible. Of course, what happens?
How would you have done it? I mean, I personally probably would have done it on like in a steel cage on the flatbed of a truck.
In a steel cage on a like an aircraft carrier. So if he did get free, he's just in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Yeah, but what if they're going somewhere landlocked? Because
They had a destination, but depending on where you go, there's always, even though they're landlocked, I doubt they're going in the middle of the fucking thing. I would have did that, or I would have done it where it would have literally just been guys next to the cage with tranks on him immediately. Like, not a fucking slow drip, like, just have, like, a bunch of dudes posted up watching him with tranks, like, oh, he's waking up, trank, 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 back down. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
That's how they should have ran it, but it's like, no, they did it, fucking drive it down,
he breaks out, and part of the plot, they need him to escape, so, I mean...
Right. But it's dumb, but okay. That happens. Then, okay, you know, the Rock gets freed, everything like that. This part isn't as dumb, because this is every army guy in every movie ever. So they bring him to the military, blah, blah, blah. There's the military now recuperating. Jeffrey Dean Morgan walks in. He's like, hey, I have the two people in the world that probably know the most about this, period. And the guy's just like, fuck that information. We're going with what we know. And it's like, okay, all right. And this is where we found out the Rock was apparently prior special forces assigned to the poaching task force.
Listen.
What?
Listen. First off,
it's like, oh, hey, you know North Korea's not fucking North Korea. You need to go to Africa and stop these poachers.
You don't know. It might be a real thing. I mean,
It might be.
Maybe the government is dumping millions into this black ops poaching task force. We don't know.
I possibly.
God knows what Trump is doing with our money, okay? Damn.
Well, judging by the Rock's age, this would have been pre-Trump. Okay. Could have been probably would have been the W.
Yeah.
Mr. Shoe Dodger himself.
But anyway, okay. I mean, I did find that kind of humorous. Like, you never know. It could be real.
It could be a thing. You know what? It could be a thing. It could be a thing. It's dumb. It could be a thing, but it's dumb. And for the case of this movie, it's dumb. Like, you could have just said, you know what? Dude was a special forces dude when he retired. He decided to go and work for an organization that decided, you know, that stops poachers. That would have been much, much more like, oh, okay, reasonable, like a humanitarian thing or whatever like that. Much more reasonable. Whatever, right? Or he was like the fucking, like, he always had an interest in that. He was like the fucking, like, a tour guide on a safari or some shit. Like, he spent time in Africa. He was a tour guide on a fucking safari. And he came across some poachers and things got heated. He took them down and save this gorilla. You know, that would have also been acceptable. Just like, it's like, okay, all right. So he's special forces for the sake of plot, effectively, who also happened to be an poaching task force for the sake of plot. So, okay, So we have this guy. And then now instantly he's this guy who just knows how to do everything. It's like, all right, he walks around. I love how back at the place he's just like reading. He's reading like fucking like biology scans. I'm pretty sure being a primatologist doesn't let you just know like gene knowledge, you know, like hardcore genes. But okay, that's fine. That's fine. We'll make it work. You know what? If you're a primatologist, hit us up. We'd love to have you on. We can interview you about all the stuff that you do.
About Rampage.
And all the bullshit that is Rampage.
Yep.
But more importantly, we can interview you about the stuff that you do. So if you're a primatologist, you happen to listen to this, hit us up. Be nice to know. Maybe we can come. Maybe we can fly out and meet a monkey. I'd be down with that.
I'd rather meet a panda.
I mean, I would too. But I mean, where there's monkeys, there's bound to be pandas. Like they had grizzlies right next door in the movie.
Yeah, man, George killed one.
He killed a full fucking grizzly. And apparently, grizzlies are the alpha predators on land. I mean, I believe it. I just think grizzlies want to be left alone, though.
Yeah.
I think they're like alpha predators, but only because they just want to be left the fuck alone. So they're like, look, we got to be the best because we're going to be left the fuck alone and people won't leave us alone. So we got to be the best at what we do.
Yep.
There was like a grizzly meeting and that's what they came up with. That's my personal feelings. Yeah. And no, that's it. So, yeah. I mean, in the movie, it just got kind of more dumb. I'm not going to break everything else down. It just got kind of more dumb. But if I had to pick one scene of the movie that like summed up the dumbness of that movie, it's the fucking Joe Manganiello walk to the helicopter. That scene
whole movie. I can't deny that part, but you can't base an entire movie off of one scene.
I'm not basing the whole movie off one scene. I'm saying that scene sums up the movie. Like that scene. That scene is beautiful. It's just like, what the fuck? Like,
I do appreciate the fact that his character is straight out of like an old school 80s action movie.
He is. And that's what I thought. I would like this movie better if that's what they went for. Like 80s action slapstick, like tongue in cheek. I would have liked it better if they played it up like that. It would have been amazing if they did that. Like throwing a bunch of corny 80 pun jokes, shit like that, it would have been beautiful. I would have been all for the movie. I'd have been like one of the best movies ever if they played it up. The problem is they played the movie too serious. They played it too straight, and the premise of the movie is kind of dumb. So you have a dumb premise of a movie and you play it straight.
So are you trying to say that the premise of the game is dumb?
No. Because the game person, the game doesn't describe why it's happening. It just happens. It's a game. It's a mindless arcade game.
No, if you try in the game they describe it. Hold on.
Okay, they do, but the average person playing Rampage is not fucking looking at it. It's there for people who care. But if you try to sell me on a 40 plus hour game, like a Skyrim style game or some shit like that, Rampage theme.
Hold on, real quick.
I'd say you're dumb.
In the game.
Uh-huh.
The protagonists are George, a King Kong-like gigantic gorilla transformed by an experimental vitamin. Lizzie, a Godzilla-like dinosaur/lizard transformed by a radioactive lake. And Ralph, a giant werewolf transformed by a food additive.
So, okay, this is my question now. On this, then this is equally dumb. Why do all three of those things have the exact same effect? So why is this radioactive... Why does a radioactive lake have the same properties of an experimental vitamin? What the fuck's in the vitamin or what the fuck's in the lake? And why does a food additive...
It's a game from the fucking 90s, man. Or 80s or whatever. When was this made? 1986.
Just like Godzilla is a movie from the fucking 70s.
Yeah, and lots of people love Godzilla. I just don't fucking Godzilla. I tend to hate a lot of things that everybody else fucking loves today.
Sorry, guys, that was 1950. It was 54. Oh, look, I'm not a bandwagoner either. Like, the King Kong movie was ass. The new one was ass. I hated that one. I hate it. I haven't seen the King Kong movie I actually liked. Just throwing that out there. Fight me.
I'll fight you.
You'll fight me? Fight me. Fight me, boy.
The King Kong movie was way too long.
Unfortunately, I think they're actually coming out with a Kong versus Godzilla movie.
I haven't seen Kong Skull Island. Skull Island, that was the second one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen that one. I saw the first one with Jack Black.
I'm tired of monkey movies. Fucking War of the Planet of the Apes, King Kong, this movie. I'm fucking tired of monkey movies. Can we just do something else? Can we go to a new animal now? Can we have, like, murderous bears? I'm okay with this.
I would like a murderous bear movie. Like, we had them back in the day, like in the 90s and stuff. But
can we go back to it? Can we remake Attack of the Killer Tomatoes? Can we do that?
Let's choose a different fruit.
Tomatoes is a fruit, people.
Attack of the Bonsai Bananas. They could be like bonsai pilots, right?
Attack of the Canadian Maple Bear Ninja.
Oh man, dude. No, you don't even want to mention that. Now you're gonna have maple syrup ninjas busting through your door.
It's fine. I already
you live closer to the board. Actually,
I already got the Gnat Mafia on me. It's fine. The Gnat Mafia is a thing. They've been after me since I was in high school.
Yeah, be careful, dude.
Yeah, like no, like I killed one gnat, like away from, and it wasn't even like I had like fly, like fruit. I had fruit in the house. And I killed one gnat at a hotel we were at. Came home. Fucking like 50 gnats infested. I'm like, oh fuck, word got out, gnat mafia's after me. So the gnat mafia is coming to get me. And it was funny because like I'm sitting downstairs, my friend's sitting across from me, like they're all swarming me. He's like, what gnats? What are you talking about? I'm like, these fucking gnats flying all around. So yeah, the gnat mafia came after me. It's legit. They exist.
I don't like gnats. I'm on board with you. I'll help you fight them off.
Yeah, fucking fight the Gnat Mafia.
Let's little tiny ass shit. Fucking flies. Useless.
Right?
And shit. I'm sitting here cleaning my keyboard while we talk about Rampage. That's how enthralled I was about the. I enjoyed the movie, though. That's the problem.
I love how you like shit on the movie for like a second, and then it's like, yeah, but I enjoyed the movie.
Well, it's like the longer I talk to you, the more I fucking find that I really didn't care for the movie, I guess. Or I shouldn't care. I feel bad for enjoying it, I guess.
No, I mean, no. If you enjoyed it, you enjoyed it. It's fine. It's a good movie. It's not a good movie. It's
not a good movie plot-wise, but it is a shiny movie.
It is a chocolate coin that they forgot to put the chocolate inside of the coin. So you have a nice shiny wrapper. Coin? It's just like a coin, a foil wrapper coin with nothing in the middle. So then once you peel back the foil wrapper, you're like immediately disappointed.
Well, I wasn't disappointed, but I will say by the end of the movie, once the movie was over, I was like, well, I mean, I kind of want to watch another movie because I didn't get my fulfillment of.
That's exactly how I felt. Like, I was just like. I was expecting like a good action movie. I was feeling like a good action movie. Like let's do this. And then it was just like the more I watched it, I was like, this is not doing it for me. I'd rather be watching an episode of Preacher right now.
Right. I don't know anything about Preacher either. So
I'm going to need you to watch Preacher at some point.
All right. According to Kurt, we need to watch this other fucking weird ass Japanese.
Yeah, we'll just do that. That'll be for Gen Con. We'll do that one and then throw it up for Gen Con. There we go. Throw it up for the Gen Con week.
I don't even know what that was all about.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah. It's
fucking
weird. But that's all they show is the one bus thing. They don't show any other parts of the show of the movie.
It's fucking weird. It's weird. Like, anyway. I saw a little bit on Joel McHale. Joel McHale did a thing on it on Netflix, and I was like, oh, this is okay. Like, I don't really. I got to tell Kurt, like, I have so many brain cells I can devote to bad media. And I've kind of hit my quota for the month already.
With Rampage?
Rampage contributed to that. But I hit my quota already.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I don't know.
My quota must be way higher than yours because, I don't know, I tend to watch a lot of dumb movies and I don't know. Like, my buddy Eric will tell me, and he's told me for pretty much as long as he's known me, I tend to be that person who, I like all movies. If there's a movie that I will outwardly say I don't like, then it's a movie that I absolutely detest. Otherwise, even a bad movie, I try to find the good in. You know what I mean? So like, I will defend even bad movies. I didn't mind it. I haven't seen it in a long time. I saw
The Last Airbender.
I didn't mind that movie either. I mean, I don't know. I'd never watched the show.
You're making enemies, man.
Well, this is things I never watched the show. So for I will say this. How's this for how's this, Devin? The extent of my Last Airbender knowledge comes from the movie.
Well, here, I'll tell you this. That hurts. That hurts a lot. But I'll tell you this
Devin's
right here.
Devin's like mid-sentence. He's like, oh, okay. I feel like I just got kicked in the balls. All right.
I'll tell you one thing. Per how the movie was pronounced, the whole show, the whole time, the main character's name was pronounced in the show, Aang. And the whole movie was Aang. And people shit bricks. It wasn't nice. That's
all I know
the happening,
is in the
how'd
show,
you like the happening?
In the show, they got a giant white floating like weird buffalo looking thing.
That's Appa.
Appa's
dope.
Appa's my favorite character.
Appa's dope. He's really dope in the show. He didn't do shit in the movie. He's dope in the show.
So I mean, Appa's I don't know. Dope. I'm sure I'm gonna get a lot of shit, especially from Kurt.
This be our most downloaded episode. Like, it goes across the world, and you just have like a flood of fucking emails. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, that's fine. Okay, listen, listeners. Okay, I have not watched Avatar: The Last Airbender. I've only seen the movie. I only saw the movie once, and so yes, that is the extent of my knowledge. Is whatever was in that movie. I understand he's a little monk dude who bends air. And he has like special powers. And then there's like earthbenders and waterbenders, firebenders or something. I don't know. There's like different
clans. I'll send that to you over.
If you have suggestions or know where I can start watching these shows, I will go watch them. If it'll make you guys happy, and then we can do an Avatar episode where we talk about Avatar: The Last Stand. It'll be kind of like what we'll do, Devin. I'll tell you what. We'll get you and somebody else who knows about Avatar, maybe Austin or Kurt. We'll get them on SU, and we'll do an episode kind of like when Austin was on, and you guys talked Pokemans, and I kind of just learned as we went along.
All right. Oh, here's one you can't like. It's impossible. Although there is one scene in this movie that makes the whole movie, but it's one scene in this movie that describes the whole movie. Did you like Devil?
I don't know if I saw it.
The fucking one where the devil's in the elevator and everybody's trapped in the fucking elevator, and this fucker goes under. Oh my. Okay, hold on. All right. This is gonna be a live on air. You guys can't see this, but anybody who wants to follow along on the action, just go on YouTube. Type in Devil toast scene.
Okay, while you're pulling that up, I will say that I'm not a huge fan of any movie that takes place in a small, confined area. Except Phone Booth was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I actually kind of enjoyed Phone Booth with Colin Farrell. Mm-hmm. That movie with Ryan Reynolds, where he's stuck in a fucking coffin, I did not like that movie.
Oh, that movie? That movie's actually kind of good, but
no.
Yeah, I understand.
How? How is that? Devin, if you were here, I'd smack you. That movie is 2 hours of watching Ryan Reynolds' face with maybe one other person on the other end of that phone. The movie was consisted of fucking three people total, maybe. I don't know who else they had for a cast. The whole movie was dark except for maybe
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling.
It was Ryan Reynolds in the coffin.
Yeah.
That movie was terrible.
Buried. There you go.
Buried. I did not like that movie. I did not
enjoy
the fact that the whole movie took place in the goddamn coffin.
It did. But I will say this. I appreciated that movie a lot. I watched that movie in a college film class. And the reason why we did is because that was a beautiful idea of like a movie in modern day, what a movie could accomplish. First of all, it was a foreign movie. It was a Spanish movie. It was made in Spain. Right?
Okay. I can appreciate the fact that it told a story.
It told a story with effectively, it has a cast list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
Who the fuck were the 8 people? There is
one dude talking to him, and one female in the background. 6 of those people are voices, so really only 2 people are seen in the movie, right? So there's 2 people. There's Ryan Reynolds and Ivana Mino as Pamela. So Pamela is only seen. That movie had a $2 million budget, and I'm almost certain most of that went to Ryan Reynolds. With that being said, we made $21 million. That's actually a really, I mean, it's a good way to make a movie. In terms of like no budget, it wasn't a terrible movie. It was nominated for a lot of stuff. It was an Oscar bait movie, is really what it was. An Oscar bait. It was like an award bait movie. It was like it won a bunch of awards and like dumb shit, like Gaudy Award. It was nominated for a bunch of Gaudy Awards.
Devin, Goya, you know what awards. This movie tells me?
What?
That me and you could go film a movie with almost zero budget. We'll do it all True. Out of pocket.
True.
And even if we make a fraction of what that movie's budget was comprised of, we're already sitting pretty. We're already doing
you're not
a million
wrong.
Times better than we
you're
are.
You're not wrong. That was effectively what... So, all right, this is harking back to dumb stuff now. But when we were sitting in class, somebody brought up like, oh, they got a failing grade. They're like, oh, well, we didn't have the budget. And then she's like, oh, really? You don't have a budget? I'm like, all right, well, she pulled up this movie. She's like, this isn't the best example, but it's the most recent example I can get you guys to sit through, a recent example. I'm like, how much money do you think the movie cost? I'm just like, $5 million, whatever. $2 million. It's like $2 million movie. A story was told basically with one set for the most part, a few people. And go, obviously, you're paying camera crews things like that, so that's why it's $2 million. But if you do it with yourself, you can get something very similar to that with a very low rig. It may not look as pretty, and the editing may not be as pretty. But
there was really looked that pretty in there either.
No, I'm just saying.
It was just him just lighting shit up with a lighter just so he could see.
Yeah, I know, but that was the whole point. They were like, yeah, you could definitely do this movie. You could recreate this movie pretty much shot for shot. For probably with no name actors or yourself, probably in the ballpark of, you know, maybe $3,000. Maybe. And that's a big maybe. Like, you could probably do less than that if you wanted to. But yeah, I just sent you that scene called Satan versus Toast. Look it up on YouTube, people. Satan versus Toast.
All right, where did you send this to me? Since this is going to be live on SU, Discord. I know that this is a thing that. So the audio, you'll be able to hear any audio. Listeners of what I'm about to listen to, but you won't be able to see the video. But Devin,
if you want to follow along in the video, Satan versus Toast, look up Satan versus Toast on YouTube, and this sums up this entire movie in a 1 minute and 4 seconds.
Yeah, so if you're gonna go look up Satan versus Toast on YouTube, I'm gonna give you a couple seconds so you can go do that, and I'm gonna give you a small little countdown before I click the play button so that way you can try to watch along. Okay. So hopefully you're there by now. Devin, I'm gonna press play in 1, 2, 3.
So today, someone committed suicide. A woman got hurt. Now a man is dead.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
Look, how many times have you seen a child fall and barely miss the edge of the table with their head? But why is it so rare that they hit it?
Get to your point.
Okay. Look. What are you doing? When he's near, everything goes wrong. Toast falls jelly side down. Children hit tables. And people get hurt.
Toast falls jelly side down because Satan's nearby.
Sometimes it takes human form and torments the damned on earth before stealing them away. Where I come from, we call it the devil's meeting.
Is this guy for real?
I'm sorry. Yeah. You must consider that one of those people might be the devil.
There you go.
Okay, so what I take away from this, because I have not seen this movie. First, I kind of want to now. I'm not going to lie. If solely just for that one security guard. Second, if you have toast in your house, make some toast, put some jelly on it, flip it up in the air. If it lands jelly side down, the devil's in your house.
Yes.
That's what I'm taking away from this.
That's the takeaway from the whole fucking movie. All it's like, toast falls jelly side down. It's like, no, it's been scientifically proven my toast falls jelly side. What the fuck? Like, no. I love the whole, like, diatribe. When he drops the toast, he's like, oh, like, oh God.
Everything. Toast is falling jelly side down. Kids are hitting their heads on tables. Devil's nearby.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to watch this movie now.
Please do. You will be sorely disappointed in your life.
Well, you know, I don't know.
You will be like, you know what? It was between this and nailing my head to a table. I probably should have went with option B.
Very few movies have ever made me feel this way. Old Boy was one of those movies.
Which
there was
one,
only
though?
There was only one scene in Old Boy that I liked.
The hammer scene?
The hallway scene, yep.
Hallway scene? Not a hammer scene.
I mean, he did use a hammer, but...
No, but I was... See, when I say the hammer scene, I think of the hammer scene in The Raid.
Yep.
Which, I love The Raid. We should do a thing on The Raid at some point.
So... Yeah. All right. Well, I mean... We kind of went off on a tangent there, off topic of Rampage, but that's fine because, I mean, it's a conversation, ultimately.
Yes.
Now we're talking about Satan versus Toast. I got to watch this movie. What's this movie called again?
Devil.
Just Devil?
Just Devil.
Is it on Netflix?
Probably.
All right.
And, like, the back-ass, like, really, like, why is this here part of Netflix, but probably.
Have you ever seen the, what's that movie, like, the one with moon Nazis?
No.
Have you ever seen Iron Sky?
I have not.
Oh my god. All right, Devin, that's another one we're going to do an SU on. I appreciate this movie. So, I'm going to make you watch Iron Sky.
All right.
And we're going to do an SU on it at some point. All no, I have, all, the only Netflix thing writer. I can tell you about Iron Sky is moon Nazis.
I mean, that's all you had to say. I automatically want to see it now.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but I think still the ultimate so bad it's good movie is The Room. The Room is the most ultimate it's so bad it's good movie. It was so bad they made a movie about how bad it was. I mean, that is the ultimate win. The Room is it. Oh, hi, Mark. Have you ever seen the Room, Webby?
I don't know if I've seen The Room.
Oh boy, you gotta watch The Room if you want to just laugh and like be like, "What the
I've
fuck?"
I've seen
is
Panic
this?
Room.
No, The Room. Just okay. The Room. It's a Tommy. It's a Tommy Wiseau movie.
I don't know who that is.
I'm bad you with don't names. He looks like a Fabio with. He looks like Fabio with a plastic face.
Well, I already don't like that guy.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Are you sending me something about The Room or no? Or
did we? I've seen you a trailer about The Room. You can watch the trailer. You don't have to watch it right now, but you can watch the trailer. And right. It is hands down one of the worst movies ever made. But it's also one of the best movies ever made. So, yeah. I mean, that sums it up.
I'm not saying this is a good or bad movie. First, have you seen The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
Yes. Okay. It's been a minute, but yes.
I will say about that movie. That movie... Fuck. I feel would be far better if watched on drugs.
Probably, yes. Hey, Webby, so to give you an idea of The Room. Room had a budget of $6 million, and when you watch this movie, you're going to say fucking where? But had a budget of $6 million. Guess how much it made in the box office?
Four.
No.
I don't like you're laughing already. Less than one?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, really?
It made $1,800.
$1,800? And they had a budget of what?
$6 million. Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
I'm watching the trailer right now without any sound.
It's oof.
Who's the female lead, the blonde?
I don't even know. I'll tell you. Hold on one second. You talking about Lisa? Fucking bitch that played Lisa? Juliette Danielle. I don't know. She's ever been anything ever. She's been in The Room, Dead Kansas, and Ghost Shark 2.
I already don't like her career. This dark-haired Fabio-looking dude.
That's Tommy Wiseau. I thought he was like a classic face Fabio.
Yeah, no, he creeps me out. I think he would play a good... You know what? Me and you
should... He walks around in Bret Hart sunglasses all the time.
Me and you should write and pitch a movie idea for a more modern Vampire the Masquerade type movie.
We should cast that guy
as a vampire.
What we should do is go through and post a link with the episode and like the iconic characters for each clan and try to cast them as an actor. I think that will be interesting.
Just this dude. This Fabio looking motherfucker with the black hair. Yeah, there wasn't really anything. I don't even, you know, normally after watching a trailer, even muted, I can kind of get the gist of what a movie's about. I don't know what that movie is all about.
This whole movie is about legitimately, Johnny is a successful banker, which is Tommy Wiseau's character, dark haired fuck. He's a successful banker who lives in a San Francisco townhouse with his fiancee, Lisa, who's become dissatisfied with their relationship. So she seduces his best friend Mark, the blonde motherfucker in the trailers, and the two begin an affair. Meanwhile, Johnny, having overheard Lisa confess her infidelity to her mother, Claudette, attaches a tape recorder to their phone in an attempt to identify her lover. Then you have Denny, a neighboring student Johnny financially and emotionally supports, because that just fucking happens, has a run-in with an armed drug dealer, Chris R. Johnny and Mark are overpowered. Johnny and Mark overpower Chris R. and detain him. Denny also lusts after Lisa and confesses this to Johnny, who understands and encourages him to instead pursue one of his classmates. Johnny spirals into a mental haze and calls upon Peter, his and Mark's friend, and a psychologist for help. Mark also confides in Peter that he feels guilty about the affair. Peter questions Mark if the affair is with Lisa, causing Mark to attack and nearly kill him. But they reconcile a few seconds later, because that just happens. At a surprise birthday party for Johnny, one of his friends catches Lisa kissing Mark while the other guests are outside and confront them about the affair. Johnny announces that he and Lisa are expecting a child, although Lisa later reveals she lied about it. At the end of the evening, Lisa flaunts her affair in front of Johnny, who attacks Mark. After the party, Johnny locks himself in the bathroom in despair. When he leaves, he retrieves the cassette recorder that he attached to the phone and listens to an intimate call between Lisa and Mark. Outraged, Johnny berates Lisa for betraying him, prompting her to end their relationship and live with Mark. Johnny has an emotional breakdown, destroying his apartment and committing suicide via gunshot. Hearing the commotion, Denny, Mark, and Lisa rush up the stairs to find his body. Mark blames Lisa for Johnny's death, admonishes her for her deceitful behavior and tells her to get out of his life. Denny tells Lisa and Mark to leave him with Johnny, and they step back to give him a moment, but ultimately stay and comfort each other as police arrive. And that's The Room. It is a shit movie. However, it spawned a book called The Disaster Artist, written by the guy that played by Greg Sestero, written by the guy that played Mark. Then it also spawned that new movie that came out. The Disaster Artist, written, which was with James and David Franco and Seth Rogen. Yeah. Yeah. Shit movie, by the way. But worth watching every second of it. They throw a football back and forth like 15,000 times. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Apparently, Tommy Wiseau interviewed to be the Joker, or he auditioned to be the Joker.
Yeah. Who did I just hear? It might have been, you can't trust everything you read on the internet, but I did just read an article about how there is a standalone Joker movie that is okayed for production with, I believe, Joaquin Phoenix.
I'd be okay with this.
So, that's if whatever I read was correct. Now let me ask you this, Devin. I want you to Google something for me real quick. Google Theobell. He's a Vampire the Masquerade character.
Theobell,
yep.
Theobell, all right.
He is
That's a football player. Hold on.
He is a Bruja.
Theobell. Oh, he's like the really like beefy Bruja dude with the shotgun, right?
Yeah. So his big thing is he uses dragon's breath rounds, right? Or incendiary
Which
rounds.
Shouldn't and then, actually catch people on fire.
I'm just and then, no, you'd be surprised.
No, I mean, like, they shouldn't.
No, like, they will fire. In real life.
To a certain extent and a range, yes.
But he uses celerity and to the point where he'll melt shotguns.
Using I know, that. Yeah. Yeah, I read what happened.
So who would you cast as Theobell in a movie?
Size, physique. I'd have to say, what's his name?
And it could also be your own interpretation. So he doesn't necessarily have to be as big of a guy or whatever either.
Hold on. I do Terry Crews.
All right. I could.
I do Terry Crews with it. I mean, I hearken back to him in the Expendables with the two shotguns, with the two automatic shotguns.
Yeah, my big thing with Terry Crews is just, like, nothing against him.
He's a comedy. He's more comedy.
Yeah, he is more comedic.
But he can do serious. He can do serious. So, I mean, I think both sides of the spectrum. But just, like, going off listening to that, if I didn't pick him, I mean, even like a Wesley Snipes would work too. That'd be fun too.
And see, me, I would have tried to do the guy who plays Luke Cage.
Mike Coulter? Yeah, Mike Coulter would work. Mike Coulter could work too. But yeah, no, I'd go, yeah. I mean, because in some pictures he looks pretty big, and some pictures he doesn't look that big. Yeah.
Anyway, just food for thought, I guess. But yeah, we should definitely pitch a movie idea to somebody.
I'm perfectly fine with this. Okay with this.
Be like, hey man, the last real vampire movie we've had was fucking what, Twilight or some bullshit?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still waiting for that True Blood movie to come out. I'm just saying, whatever.
Are they supposed to be making a movie of it?
They were supposed to at some point, but I don't know.
I haven't actually finished watching the show, so.
I mean, it's a good show. Good show.
But you know who else would make it all right, Theobell? He might not be like as big or physically imposing, but I could see him having like the attitude of a Theobell. Is the guy who plays in the originals there?
Oh, Charles Michael Davis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see him as a Theobell.
You know what? Hold on one second. I think I got somebody here, maybe. I wonder how well he can do serious.
Ryan Reynolds. I'm
thinking John Boyega.
Do I know John Boyega?
He's the dude in The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. The Stormtrooper dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he can do serious, all right? He's a pretty big dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't look at a camera. He's actually relatively short. He's 5'9", but I mean, size-wise, he's a pretty big dude. Benicio del Toro. That's who.
Oh, boy. All right. George Clooney.
John Travolta. John Travolta has to be like a fucking...
Samuel L. Jackson.
John Travolta has to be like some crazy-ass, like, Malkavian elder.
No way, dude. Nicolas Cage, Malkavian Elder.
Nicolas Cage's sire would be Mickey Rooney. Not Mickey Rooney. Damn it.
Mickey Rourke?
Not Mickey Rourke. He's fucking Malkavian. I'm Malkavian. He's fucking Nosferatu.
God damn.
No. Fuck. Who am I thinking of? Fuck. I know my... Hold on.
I do. God, I'm so bad with names right now, man.
The
chick from Tomb Raider that we were just talking about. Angelina Jolie as a Toreador.
Okay.
I don't know who else I'd do.
Oh my god, I can't think of the name. What is his name?
Exciting radio. Me and Devin fumbling over names.
Exactly. Talk about something. Fill some air.
Do Chris Pratt as a vampire hunter.
I'm okay with this. Different kind of not the guy I was thinking of, but definitely could work. John C. Riley playing some type of Malkavian. Oh, John C. Riley and Will Ferrell together playing fucking Malkavians. Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe as a fucking Ventru.
Yep.
I'm down with Willem Dafoe.
I bet you Willem Dafoe would play a good Malkavian too.
Oh, he would. He totally would. Danny McBride, throw him in there somewhere.
I'd get
there you go. That's what I was thinking of. Malkavian, Gary Busey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Nick Cage and Gary Busey. There you go. God.
Jesus.
Gary Busey. I go, God damn it, Gary. No. Not like this. Dude. No, dude. Okay. All right. Tremere. Ian McShane.
I was thinking of the girl in the Avengers. Scarlet Witch.
I know her. She'd be dope as Tremere. But I'm talking Ian McShane. Odin from, what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
American Gods. I think he'd be dope. Actually, you know what? Ricky Whittle wouldn't be bad as, what's his name? Theo Bell.
Yeah, he's the one who plays,
Shadow,
right?
Yeah. Alright, here we go. Hold on. Cast. Alright. Where is he at? Cast Josh Brolin, Vampire. Go.
Are you asking me what clan I would cast
him
as?
Yeah, cast him. I cast him. Or would you cast him as like a hunter or something like that?
You know what? I'd almost cast him as a hunter, yep.
Man, Brolin's one beautiful bastard. Just saying. Beautiful bastard, Mr. Josh Brolin.
Eva Green from Rise of the 300.
All right.
As a La Sombra.
There's a little Sombra.
Yeah. Who would you do as a Gangrel?
A Gangrel? Ooh. How old are we talking?
I mean, you can be as old as you want.
No, I mean, like, you want to do like an elder Gangrel, a younger Gangrel?
Younger.
Younger Gangrel. Ooh. That's hard. That is actually kind of hard. I'm trying to think.
If I had to do an Elder Gangrel, I'd want to pick Clancy Brown.
Clancy Brown at work. Yeah, I'm down with that. Oh, perfect. Young Gangrel, Jason Momoa. There you go.
All right.
So Jason Momoa, whatever his name is. I forget what his name is. But yeah, him. I say him. I mean, I think he'd be a great Young Gangrel.
All right. I bet you the majority of listeners out there have no idea what the fuck we're even talking about.
Nope, they don't, but that's okay.
For those of you who do want to know, it's these are different clans in a tabletop RPG called Vampire the Masquerade. It is a game that we here at Distractions Media, we have several Vampire the Masquerade games going currently. Some are being released as podcasts currently. So yeah, it's just another one of our little hobbies along with D&D. We are nerds here, so yeah. Okay, let's do this quickly. This will be kind of our last thing that we do, and then we'll do sign-offs, okay? Let's go through some of the key members, you know, some of the members here at Distractions Media and what clans we would be.
Okay.
Based off of our personality, appearance, whatever. Okay.
I can do that. I can do that.
Let's start with Austin.
Austin, it's going to sound weird, but I'm going to say a Toreador.
I can get behind that. He does kind of get sidetracked when you show him shiny things.
He does, and he's... I think Austin's much more of a lover than a fighter.
Yeah.
So, good Toreador.
All right. Let's go to John next.
John? This is going to sound weird.
I'm throwing this out there right now. I'm just based off of John's business sense. I'm throwing out Ventru.
Yep. Yep, Ventru. That works.
So, because he has an uncanny business sense as far as the rest of us.
That works.
Here's a layup, Tamara.
I vote... No, I'm kidding. Malkavian.
I'm going to say Malkavian on a constant verge of frenzy.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Let's go Chris.
Chris. Something Chris would be the Toreador, but I think Chris is much more in line with That's difficult, but I don't want to listen to the Toreador again, but I would say
we can repeat clans. It's whatever would fit the person.
I'm thinking. I gotta go Toreador with him too. Unless you got something that you can prove me wrong on better.
I'll go either Toreador or Ventru Fledgling.
Okay. I could see that. So, I could even say like a more business-minded Toreador.
Yeah. Yeah. They just don't get as... I don't think he gets as distracted as easily. But true. Yeah, fair. All right,
but he about, does have like a... He does have a flair for like the theatrics, though.
Very true. Very true.
So...
What about Mr. Edquist?
Rob. Ooh. Follower upset.
Really?
Yes.
See, I don't see that at all.
See, he's kind of off. Like he's kind of off to his own thing, but he's included, but off to his own thing, and he does slowly try to tempt you into doing things.
I think it's more us trying to tempt Rob into doing things.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like we get him, we bring him in, but then he keeps us there. I would say a follower set. I could also probably go with... Shut up, phone. Could also probably go with on that one would be... Yeah, no, I'm leaning set on that one. Like, I think... Yeah, no, I'm thinking set for sure.
I'm going to go... Now, I would strictly base this one off of...
I mean, they practiced the art of corruption, deceit, and ancient sorcery. How many times has Equus lied to you?
Now, see, that's the thing. I think I'm going to base this one more so off of the personality trait and definitely not off the physical appearance trait, but I'm going to say Nosferatu. They're all in... They deal with all knowledge. Knowing secrets and trading knowledge.
That also works.
And Edquist is always the guy where it's like... Hey, I don't remember what happened, you know, here. And he's just like, well, this is exactly what happened. Like,
he just takes notes. That's all that is.
Hey, he's the keeper of knowledge.
He is. So, I'm the keeper of random facts. If you just ask me a random fact, I can find you the answer or we'll give you the answer.
Who else we got in distractions media here besides me?
Let's see who else we got. Anthony?
Anthony.
You can start with that one.
I'm honestly gonna go. I'm gonna go Tremere on that one.
Yeah, no, I think that's Anthony. I can't. Every time I speak Anthony, I can't think of him playing anything else but.
Yep.
A sorcerer or like a Spinus. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Next, Donnie.
I'd be hard pressed to say a Tremere. That's Donnie's playstyle. That's every game I've ever played with him in, or anytime we ever talk, he's always playing some sort of Tremere or spellcaster or some fashion. But
see, he talks a big game about playing spellcaster. He never plays one when given the opportunity.
Him, I'll go. I don't know, man. That's. Either.
I have one in my mind for you, and
Donnie, I'm gonna have to lump Donnie. I'm gonna have to lump Donnie in with Austin. I'm gonna have to go Toreador for Donnie.
Yeah, same. Like I'm thinking like a more intellectually bound Toreador, but I'm definitely thinking Toreador. Like Donnie's a lover.
Yeah.
I mean, he tried to get me drunk, take me home at Gen Con.
All right. Are we missing anybody else other than us two? If we are, I apologize. How's that?
I'm usually playing.
What about you? Where would you rank?
I have one in my mind that I think fits me pretty much perfectly, but I'm curious to see what you think.
I'm going to go Bruja. Honestly. Brujas were very wise, but sometimes quick to anger. And, I mean, you lots of things piss you off.
It's true. True.
You are a very wise person. So.
I know, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Bruja for you, man.
That was one of the two I had in my head.
What was the other one you had for yourself?
The other one I had in my head was only based upon the disciplines that they were given and thinking of just how, if I had to play something along those lines, how I would play it. But the other one was Ravnos for me.
All right. Yeah, I'm basing it mainly off personality.
Yeah, personality. I'm doing both. Like, I mean, yeah, 100%. Like, Bruja would be 100%. Like, if I could have a mix of a Bruja and a Ravnos, that'd be it. But yeah, I think Bruja is.
Alright, let's hear what you got from me.
It's gonna sound, again, nothing against you. But I have to, especially given recently, I'm going to have to go with a Nosferatu. For a lot of the same reasons as Edquist. The only reason why that is because break it down, I mean, first off, you hide how you're really feeling or how you really are sometimes. You obfuscate yourself, Webby. Animalism, you always got all these dogs and animals around you, and you say they get in your nerves, but we know they don't. Then last but not least, Potens, you're a pretty strong dude. But also, skipping past all that, Nosferatus are all about, again, information. And if they don't have information, or you dangle a piece of information or a question in front of them, they're going to seek it out. They're going to try to get the answer to that information. So, Nosferatu for me.
All right. I guess I can kind of see that.
What would you say for yourself?
I honestly had two in mind for myself as well.
My other one was my other one was a Zamitzi that legitimately played just like Dracula and just said fuck the world. That was the other one.
Fair. The two that I had picked out for myself were Bruja. I do have kind of an anger issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, you might laugh at me, but it's honestly I feel on a personal level I can relate, as bad as that might sound to my person, would be a follower of Sith.
No, that's fine. That's fair.
So, I'll be honest with myself. Okay, well, there we go. We've taken all the DM staff and we've given them potential clans. If we did miss somebody,
if we did miss you, you're automatically an Asimite post Tremere issues. Boom. Yeah, I said it. Get at me.
Also, if we missed you, you might also be a Salubrian. Yeah, all of us are going to just hunt you down and eat you anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Actually, no, Webby, you're real, what you really are. I think what me and you both are on occasion is just we're both just true Brujas. We just want to be left alone.
I mean, that's true. I was going to go with Giovanni, but like, or Cappadocian, but...
Yeah, no, I think we just both want to be left alone. Like, if we could create a time bubble and just lock ourselves in a bubble of time and just only interact with other people who have the ability to do that, I think we would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm out.
I'd love to be able to rewind time as I pleased.
That and or fast forward time or just step outside of time for a while. That would be so much fun.
Just like, well, I'm just gonna put the world on pause for a moment and just hang out, just relax.
Right. Just like, you know what? I'm just gonna get this hot dog and step outside of time. And I'm gonna enjoy this hot dog for like the next 5 hours. Like, you would enjoy so much of life.
Or if you walk into town or if you go into town for some errands and then you like bump into somebody that you used to know and there's like that awkward like they're trying to make conversation. You just rewind and then just don't go there. You just avoid going there altogether.
I haven't seen you since prop stop.
Stop. Rewind. I'm going to go to a different store. I'm going
Zach Morris timeout. Oh my God. Zach Morris is a true Bruja.
That's right. Oh, he is. My God. Time manipulation.
Zach Morris. Timeout. I'm out.
Man.
That or he's a mage.
I'll go true. No, we're not doing any of that. We're not bringing other things into this. We're giving everybody vampire clans. If we're bringing other things into this, I'd be a werewolf.
We would do mages another. Like, what circle of mages do you belong to? Like, what's your affinity of circle of mages?
Yeah,
we can pull that off.
So, but all right. So we're good. A little over an hour. We've talked for maybe probably 20 minutes about Rampage, even though this was supposed to be.
I talked Webby into kind of swinging my way on how dumb the movie may or may not be.
Listen, the movie, blockbuster hit. It was great. I recommend everybody see it at least once.
To laugh at all the shit.
It's a fun for everyone kind of movie. Fun for the whole family.
Uh-huh. Yep. It sure
number
is.
Number one movie of all time. Anyway.
I could probably throw a rock and hit a random hot person's house and they have a better movie in their DVD display case.
Like The Girl Next Door? That was a good movie.
I mean, you're not wrong.
It was pretty good, man. Anyway. Devin, where can people find you on the internet? So
You guys can find me at DNP_Pookie on Twitter and on Twitch at PooKilledMe. And you can find me on Twitch on Fridays, which is when things come out. So today, you can find me today at about 2 to 4 EST-ish, depending on when we feel like fucking starting, with my main man, Webby.
Indubitably.
Playing and something.
As always, you guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker, all one word, and on Twitter or Twitch at twitch.tv/DMWebby. Follow everything we do at here at facebook.com/simplyunprofessional. Go give us a thumbs up. Go give us a follow. If you're watching this on YouTube, that's also a thumbs up thing, I think. YouTubes have thumbs up, right?
They do. They have thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Subscribe. Hit that bell icon. I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and apparently that's important. Apparently, hit the little bell icon. You get a little notification every time we upload something. So yeah. Do that shit.
Now here,
they'd be like, hey, listen up, man. Yo, main man, Devin and Webby just uploaded some content and shit. You should go check it out. They'd be like, oh, shit, we got
to
go.
Here is, I'm going to bring up this challenge, too. I've been looking, every time I upload an episode, I look at the geography, the world geography of where people have downloaded episodes. We're trying to get at least one download in Russia. So all you European listeners out there, try to get somebody. Contact somebody who maybe
knows somebody. Call your grandma who don't speak, who only speaks Russian. Just be like, walk her through doing it.
Yeah. Have them download an episode. Maybe your friend knows somebody else who lives in the next country over, or it might be visiting there soon. Have
everybody out there tag three friends. Everybody out there tag three friends, and that person can then tag three friends. Yeah. So then it's
try to get us to Russia.
We're gonna grow like a cancer. Okay, but a cancer you want to keep.
That's true. The other thing that I want to try to do is. This is a personal challenge to all you. Everybody who's listening to this episode right now, go and get three of your friends to at least download this episode and then issue them the same challenge. I want to see if this can become the highest downloaded episode simply because I asked you guys to participate in this challenge.
Also, too, if you're really mad about the Avatar statements he made a while back, get three friends who are also really passionate about Avatar and share this episode with them, and then they'll get three friends who are really passionate about Avatar. It'll work. Trust me, it'll work. And girl, you better get your life.
I'll tell you what, if we get more than fucking 50 downloads for this one episode, we'll do an Avatar episode. And I'll go and I'll learn and research and watch and do all sorts of shit for Avatar.
Yep. And stay tuned for the K-pop episode that's going to come at some point.
Yeah. Devin is currently getting his source material together for that so he can teach me and Edquist about K-pop.
And really what he means is I'm just digging through my old iPod, but I mean, whatever.
Still, whatever. Whatever. Went on a bender. I started watching K-pop videos a couple weeks ago that really freaked me out. There was broccoli in bathtubs or some shit.
Oh yeah, that's all K-pop, bro.
It's weird. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. And as always, #FuckBoosterGold.
#FuckBoosterGold. #MrRogers is awesome.
I do love Mr. Rogers. He's a good guy. I wish I could have been his neighbor.
Right?
He would have been a cool-ass neighbor, too. He would have been like, howdy, neighbor. It's like, well, hi, Mr. Rogers.